Support for WAMC comes from Darrow School, New Lebanon, New York. Hands-on college preparatory boarding and day school for grades 9 through 12, hosting an open house Tuesday, November 20th, darrowschool.org. Good morning, it's 7:19. This is WAMC Sports. Opening night of the NBA season last night, and Dwayne Wade scored 29 points as the NBA champion Miami Heat beat the Celtics 120-107. LeBron James scored 26 points and grabbed 10 rebounds while missing much of the second half with leg cramps. Ray Allen, in his first game with Miami since leaving Boston over the summer, added 19 points for the Heat. Chris Bosh also had 19. Paul Pierce scored 23 for Boston. In Los Angeles, Darren Collison scored 17, and Dallas placed six players in double figures as they schooled the new-look Lakers 99-91. The Lakers added two-time MVP Steve Nash and Dwight Howard in the offseason, and Kobe Bryant missed most of the preseason resting a foot injury. Howard scored 19 points before fouling out. He was just 3 of 14 from the free throw line. And Kyrie Irving scored 29 points in Cleveland as the Cavaliers opened their season with a 94-84 victory over the Washington Wizards. Rookie Deion Waiters added 17 points for the Cavs. In local NBA news, the Nets' first game at their Brooklyn home against the crosstown rival Knicks on Thursday could be in jeopardy. The new arena is heavily dependent on mass transit, and New York City subways and commuter rails are still out in the wake of Hurricane Sandy. Knicks forward Amari Stoudemire will have left knee surgery and is expected to miss 6 to 8 weeks. This means Stoudemire can miss more than twice as long as the Knicks originally estimated when he was hurt during the preseason. And finally, in baseball news this morning, Yankees first baseman Mark Teixeira is one of two players to win a Golden Glove for the fifth time this year. St. Louis catcher Yadier Molina also nabbed his fifth. Jake Sorgan, WAMC News.